3.16. Interview with a Professor of Classics, Part 3.
As a historian, how important do you think it is that historical movies should be accurate?
I'm not sure quite how keen I am on accuracy above everything else. And the most important thing, if I was going to make a historical movie, I'd really want to get people interested. And I think that film and television program makers can be a bit sort of nerdish about accuracy. I remember a friend of mine once told me that he'd acted as an advisor for some Roman film. And the crew were always ringing up when they were on location, saying things like, now, what kind of dog should we have? You know, if we're going to have a dog in the film, should it be an Alsatian or, a Dachshund or whatever? And, to start with, he said he'd go to the library and he'd kind of look up and he'd find a breed. And eventually, after question, he'd think, look, these guys are getting the whole of Roman history in the big picture utterly wrong, and yet there they are worrying about the damn dogs.
Can you think of any historical movies that you've really enjoyed?
I absolutely loved Gladiator. Never mind its horribly schmaltzy plot. I thought in all kinds of ways it was just a wonderful, brilliant, and I don't know if it was accurate, but a justifiable recreation of ancient Rome. The beginning scenes of Gladiator, which show, Roman combat, just in a sense punctured the kind of slightly sanitised version of, legionaries standing, with all their shields, facing the enemy, all looking ever so kind of neat and tidy. I mean, it was messy and it was bloody and it was horrible. And it was such a different kind of image of Roman combat that I remember we set it in Cambridge as an exam question. How would students judge that kind of representation of Roman warfare?
It's very interesting that there seem to be more and more historical movies recently, and many have won Oscars. Is that because history has all the best stories?
Yes, there's no such good story as a true story, and that's what history's got going for it, actually. Non-fiction, in a kind of way, is always a better yarn than fiction is. And I think I feel very pleased because, and I think, for one thing, it gets some of the best stories from history into the popular into popular attention, popular consciousness. But I think also, it shows that you don't always have to be deadly serious about history. History, like classics, is often treated as something which is good for you, but isn't actually going to be much fun. You'll be improved by knowing about it, but it probably will be a bit tedious in the process. And I think that, showing that history can be larky, it can be funny, it can be surprising, it can be something that you can sit down and have a good 2.5 hours at the cinema enjoying, is really all to the good.